from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Just a good old boy. Never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they were.
Do you know this show?
I guess I don't.
Josh's fault. We got talking about 70s television. Because he's a MASH fan. This doesn't fit the criteria for what you asked me. The show I watched the most before I was born. The Dukes of Hazzard came out the same year I did, 1979. So, I watched a lot of the Dukes of Hazzard.
It came out the year that you
1979 to 1985 was the Dukes of Hazzard. Oh, yeah. Watched a lot of Dukes of Hazzard. Yes.
I've seen the movie. With Sean William Scott.
Happy Days could be in the running here for me. I did not watch a lot of that. A lot of people writing in shows from before I was born, and I did not watch a lot of those
shows. I Love Lucy.
No.
The Dick Van Dyke Show.
No.
The Golden Girls.
Yes, but that was on while I was...
That's way later. Yeah. Sorry, it's 85.
Watched a lot of the Golden Girls.
Really?
Listen,
I've never seen the Golden Girls.
I'm an only child, single mom, most of my childhood growing up. Like, you know, Golden Girls and Empty Nest back to back. A lot of that.
You
don't know Empty Nest.
I don't know Empty Nest.
Yeah.
I think I'll go to Full House and like Fresh Prince of Bel Air. That's like 80s into the 90s, right?
Friends?
Not really. Seinfeld was the one for me. Seinfeld extends into when I was born. Those would be the three I'd go furthest back for. But what's that? That's like late 80s for me is the furthest I'm going back for anything I watched. Other than when I was a kid, I did get a little bit of HR Puffin stuff, which was a 70s kid show.
Ooh. Thank you. Good one here. I Dream of Jeannie is a great answer.
I Dream of Jeannie.
Just because... Yeah, I got a tweet from...
Yeah.
It was just on. I don't know when I Dream of Jeannie was on, but it was definitely on.
It was on, like, in syndication?
Yes.
A lot?
What year did it end? Because I'm...
It fits your criteria.
I'm seven, and I Dream of Jeannie is definitely on TV.
Yeah, 65 to 70.
That might be the best answer.
Okay. I Dream of Jeannie.
It was on every day. What channel is that
What
on?
Is the concept of this show? She's an actual genie.
Yes, correct.
But it's spelled like the name Jeannie.
Yeah, yeah. See what
but
they,
she's still a genie.
Do you see what they did there?
I do see what they did there. Very clever.
Oh, man.
Very clever.
Now the answer's rolling in. Gilligan's Island. Yes. What year did that finish up?
Take a guess. What was Gilligan's Island? Wow, Gilligan's Island. Not a long run, huh?
Well, I mean, you know.
Would have thought like a 10-year run or something.
There's
for,
only so
for
many
how
things you, can,
show it
you
is.
Can do on an island.
That's true. You might run out of content. 64 to 67.
Okay, there's that. That's another answer.
3 big years, apparently,
thank
for
you
Gilligan's Island.
Big Willie for that one, tweeting in Gilligan's Island.
The Skipper.
The Skipper, too, yeah.
I know Gilligan's Island.
What else? This is great. I just had
a Gunsmoke?
They don't, spoiler alert from 70 years ago, they don't get off the island, right? At the end?
Spoiler alert.
Can you spoiler alert Gilligan's Island still? Is it worthy?
I don't remember the end of that.
Don't they not get off?
I don't know.
Okay, no, their last episode, okay, but it wasn't really a finale. And just like the rest, they're still stranded on the island. It was not known at that time that it would be their final episode.
Okay.
The fourth season was expected, but was canceled.
Reboot.
How good
time to reboot it.
How good a show are you all time if your fourth season was canceled and you didn't get a real finale? Come on now. That's gonna take a hit. It's got to, any ranking all time, it's got to go down a little bit just because of that.
Fat Albert and the Cosby Kids, that's one on the list.
You're not really going previous to the 60s, though, right? Because previous to the 60s is going to be in black and white.
Yeah, I mean, I Dream of Jeannie.
And that was always like, there were shows for me that, like, for some reason, Seinfeld, Full House, Prince of Bel-Air, they didn't look old to me. Now they do.
Well,
but there were other shows that were like around the same time period. Like maybe, I don't know, Frasier looked ancient. Like I was never going near that because it looked old.
They're all old people. I thought you were going to say basically the same way that when you watched a football game in 2009, you thought your picture was amazing.
Yeah.
And now if you go back and watch it, you're like, how did we see the players?
It's insane.
Yeah.
Right. How did we see the puck in the playoffs in 06?
Yeah.
I don't know.
We will now rank island-based shows.
Lost.
Yeah.
That's an island-based show, right?
Yes.
Island-based shows. There can't be that many. That's got to be the end of the list right there.
No. There's Gilligan's Island. There's Fantasy Island.
Okay. I don't know Fantasy Island.
There's
Survivor.
I've searched island-based shows.
Is Survivor always on an island? Or is it just somewhere?
It's not always on an island.
Sometimes it is?
That's a good question. Anyway, 803-0550, if you want to, you know, chat about this with us, that's fine. And give us a take on the Bills. And I don't know, do you want Josh Allen to play in the preseason? Feels like that argument has kind of withered quite a bit.
Yeah.
He's great. We know it.
We also kind of know, though, that he does do it.
Play in the preseason?
Was there one preseason where he didn't play?
There was one preseason he threw 3 passes.
Okay. So that's basically.
And then, of course, there's the COVID preseason when nobody played.
Last year, though.
He played a little bit more.
The thing I remember, I don't remember much about last year's preseason. I remember, though, him playing a lot against Pittsburgh, and it was bad, right? And then maybe, didn't we think they played the next preseason game against whoever it was because they played a lot against Pittsburgh and it went so poorly, they thought they needed him to play again?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Does that sound familiar?
That sounds right.
So last year, I think he played a lot.
That was the first time the Dorsey offense was in trouble. It looked that bad. Is that same year?
That's last year, yeah.
Another Jim text into me. The Monkees. Yes. Definitely watched a good chunk of the Monkees.
Okay, our coworker Todd here just texted me. So there was no finale for Gilligan's Island, but there was a made-for-TV movie about Gilligan's Island where the people opened a resort on the island.
I think Rick and Hamburg's on that one. Hey, Rick, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? Yeah, there were TV movies, Return to Gilligan's Island. That's when Gilligan had the wooden pedal car they made for him to carry luggage and shit. Stuff, I'm sorry.
Okay.
And you got to remember, there was another one on a TV show, The Banana Splits. There was always a segment called Treasure Island.
Okay.
Yeah. I feel like I've seen
it. I don't know if you guys are old enough to
remember
know
Treasure
Banana
Island,
Splits,
no.
So.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. I don't think I have.
No.
What about, is there some like kid game show, Secrets of the Hidden Temple? That's not Island.
I watched an episode of that the other day, and man, what a throwback. From Nickelodeon?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was
Legends of the Hidden Temple.
That was like a tense show. If you're doing that as a kid, like, I couldn't imagine
the
pressure.
Oh, I know another show for me that I would have seen that was probably on, 20 years before I was born? A lot of Tom and Jerry.
Oh,
for me. A lot of Tom and Jerry. Yes. Love Tom and Jerry. And that's got to be old, right?
Sure.
When do you think Tom and Jerry? Is Tom and Jerry even before you?
I mean, a lot of the Looney Tunes. There's a lot of Looney Tunes going on. I don't know what years they are. Rabbit season, duck season, Foghorn, Leghorn. I couldn't possibly know the years on
this. Tom and Jerry's tough because Tom and Jerry, you go to like its Wikipedia page, like years active, 1940 to present.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's just
are they making new episodes?
New episodes of Tom and Jerry? They should be. They should be out there doing it still. 1940.
Does Jerry troll Tom on Twitter and he goes and gets him? Like, what happens in modern Tom and Jerry?
Is it still appointment television? Forgets like at Thursday nights at 8 o'clock. Tom and Jerry.
Mark and Tonawanda. Next up, we continue connecting with our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Hey, Mark.
Good morning, guys. Hey, guys. It's the Honeymooners for me with Jackie Gleason. That'd be my show. I remember watching it with my grandparents, so it was definitely, I think it was like early 60s, actually. But I had a question for both of you guys. If you had to pick, God forbid the Bills get off to a slow start, who's to blame? Sean McDermott? Whose seat's hotter is how I want to phrase the question. Or Brandon Bean? Because we knew these holes, in the defense at safety, receiver going into the season, and I feel like he's kind of scrambling again, bringing in safeties. I'm not buying that Damar Hamlin's the answer. I just want to know your thoughts. Who's seats hotter, going into a slow start?
Yeah.
Season? Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Mark. I'd say nobody's. And this is where, I like this question because I'd like to bring something up about the Bills this season that I think is important. It is the time of year where it can feel like and sound like everything that they're doing is exactly what they want to do, and teams love to represent that. But no team with $62 million in dead cap space is doing everything they want to do. It's a year where they're taking their medicine so that next year they can be a better version of that. And if they win the Super Bowl and they still have an awesome season and somebody lets them down, we will still talk about that. But this is not a season where they are, finger quotes, all in. They can't be. So if they get off to a slow start, if they go to they win a wild card because the Jets are good and they finish, Howard picked them to go 10-7. I don't know that their seats even should be hot. If anything, you could make the case that they didn't have to do it this way because there's a lot of different roads you could take. They could have kept Diggs and tried to make him happy. They could have traded up in the draft instead of trading down in the draft. There's a million different roads that you can take. And the road that they took this year was transition. Team in transition. So they don't have every single thing they want. I know they talk a big game. I love what we've got. I love our guys. I love our vibe. I love all this. They are not the perfect version of themselves. And I think the GM knows that. When we talked to him yesterday at training camp, his tone to me was, it's no fun to do what we had to do, but we had to do it. Mm-hmm. So I think you should always be keeping that in mind if they're losing a game to the Chiefs, if they lose to Baltimore by 7, and it's because MVS dropped the pass. Mm-hmm. You can't convince me they want MVS over Brandon Ayuk.
Mm-hmm.
But they can't do that right now. So I think that's important to mention.
And I think it's going to be, for some fans, it's going to be like a head bang against the wall where if the seat, like last year there was a move. Like last year they were 6-6 and everyone yelled about the offensive coordinator and his seat was legitimately hot and he got fired. And this year, I don't know who that is. I don't think they have a Dorsey this year. I don't think they have a scapegoat. I don't think they have somebody that falls on the sword.
If
things are going poorly again and they're 500, it is the question is about Bean and McDermott. No chance in a million years, especially during the year.
Well,
and if the season's going that way, like what? We think they're going to move on from Joe Brady or Bobby Babbage who just got their jobs? I'm not betting on that at all.
No, you're right, because McDermott faced his fair share of criticism for firing Dorsey when the defense was letting them down. He fired him after a game where he had too many men on the field on a field goal attempt that cost them the game.
And blitzed. And they remember, they blitzed on like a third or long or something.
And then they fired the offensive coordinator because he wasn't happy with the offense. Okay, he's the head coach. He gets to do that. If he is to fire another offensive coordinator, let's say it's not going well for Brady.
Like, I can't see it.
He kind of can't. I almost feel like Brady is insulated by this point is made about the Sabres over and over. Well, you're just going to keep firing coaches. You're going to keep firing coaches. In the case of an offensive coordinator, Dable got 3 years. Four, maybe. Dorsey got a year and a half. Full year and a half, and he was on the staff before. Brady's not even been here that long. He jumped on. He's got to at least get a year and a half. So if things go south, I think it would be about, we knew it was going to be a season like this. We're going to be competitive. Mm-hmm. We're always competitive with Josh. How many times are we hearing that? As long as you have 17, you have a chance. That's what they're living. This is a team in transition, because you wouldn't say rebuild about a team with Josh Allen. You would say it if they had a different quarterback. But instead, it's, you know, we're gonna make a transition here. Starters will play for roughly a quarter to a quarter and a half against the Bears. Sean McDermott speaking with the media now. That's the biggest piece of news we wanted to get. Okay. So, quarter to a quarter and a half. So, at least the first quarter of the preseason.
Did he differentiate? Do we know? Did he differentiate Allen from
Allen
that?
Will play.
Okay.
Allen will play about a quarter of the preseason game against Chicago.
All right.
Give or take. And that might come down to how many series you get. You know, sometimes in a quarter you might get five series. That's a lot. Sometimes you might get one, depending on ball control and all that. So a quarter or so.
It's a good amount.
I'm seeing a quarter and a half to a quarter or so. So we'll see how that goes. Get another call in here. Thanks, Mark, for the phone call. Scott in Rochester. Hey, Scott.
Hey, guys. Good morning. So, Jeremy, I'm a fellow 79er myself.
Nice.
And I just wanted to chime in. The show that I watched the most before I was born would be the original Twilight Zone. I was always fascinated with those.
I was terrified of that show. it was creepy. It was great, though.
Yeah, Rod Serling was the man. So, on the Bills, I know there's a lot of angst over the receiver room. And, you know, I get it. You don't have a true number one. But at the same time, you had a true number one last year, and the offense just looked not good. The biggest concern for me is Joe Brady. Is Joe Brady going to be able to be, the guy that can really let this offense put up some points? Like, you know, you remember when Dable was doing his thing, and they were just a machine. They couldn't be stopped. I think that's what everyone wants to get back to. But is Joe Brady going to be able to, you know, develop schemes that lets them, like, be this freewheeling offense? Or, like, everyone still thinks maybe McDermott is, you know, kind of whispering in Brady's ear, like, what is the offense going to be this year? Because I think in the end, you can't rely on this defense in the playoffs. They've proven that over and over. They're a great regular season defense, but come playoff time, they always let you down. So this offense has to make up for that slack. And what is this offense going to be? That's my main concern going into this year. Thanks. Yeah.
Thanks, Scott. I asked this question of Joe yesterday. So if you've heard this hypothetical asked before, apologies. You know, we repeat ourselves a lot because, well, not everybody listens for the full 4 hours. And when we make awesome points, we got to bring them up again. The question was, it kind of gets to what you're saying about how they want to design their offense. Against the Chiefs in the playoff game, the last time we saw them, they played a ball control, keep the other team off the field offense. With zero explosive plays. They did take a couple shots, and they missed those late. But when they were trailing, they got trying explosive plays when they were trailing. They had 13 second and fours or less and ran on 10 of them. Not scramble runs for Allen. Runs. Ran the ball on second and four or less 10 of 13 times. I hated it. I felt like they were trying to kill the clock. And, of course, they were killing the clock on themselves. And my question to Joe was, and they executed the game plan very well. So does McDermott come out of that game thinking, we executed well, and Bass missed a kick, and my defense was going to go out there and try and stop Mahomes, something they had a lot of trouble doing. But my question is, if they're the kind of team that would call a game because they fear the other offense, then this is a year where there's a lot of offenses to fear. They play the Chiefs, the Niners, the Ravens. I mean, are the Jets going to be good offensively? They very well could be.
If they're healthy.
Miami maybe doesn't fit the bill here, but still, maybe that's the thing. How did they beat Miami the first time? They played to score every drive,
yeah,
and they won the game because Miami buckled first. They scored a ton, and that's frequently how they do beat Miami. So, you know, I wish it were as easy as, let's go out and score 40 today. I know it's not easy to do that. Then there's the question of, do you plan to win by six?
Yeah.
Do you think you're playing a game today? All right, it's Bills-Ravens. It's on the road. It's a primetime game. Listen, I need to keep them under 24. So make sure you're calling an offense that doesn't give them too many kicks at the can here. We're going to win this game 24-23. I know you don't lay out the score, but just they were trying to win a low-scoring game with the Chiefs, and the score still got up there a decent amount. So I wonder, if you are approaching a playoff game at home like that,
mm-hmm,
how are you approaching a season where your defense is in flux, if your defense has a little bit of an adjustment period?
Do we remember how they played Miami in Week 18? Because that is...
They had turnovers.
It was like almost a playoff game.
It was almost a playoff game. They had turnovers.
But they didn't... They didn't play ball control, right? Like they might have had a better defense at that point, right? Like their defense,
yeah,
that's before Bernard gets hurt, Milano's out, but they had Dodson maybe in still. Like that was maybe during their run at the end where the defense got good again.
Well, the defense got good again with wins over Easton Stick, Mac, yes, Jones.
Yeah.
Who was the quarterback for the Jets? Was it Flacco? No. Who was it?
It was
Zach Wilson.
Tim Boyle?
Like, the defense got good. It beat the Chiefs, and it beat the Cowboys.
They did a good job against the Chiefs and the Cowboys.
Yeah, yeah.
And they did a good job against the Dolphins in that game.
Yes, they did.
I mean, Tua had 173 yards, a touchdown, and two picks. They couldn't stop Achane, but Achane only got 10 carries. So
it's definitely a number one thing to watch about, like...
I mean, Allen threw for 360 in that game.
Yeah.
So that wasn't... I don't think that was really like ball control central.
He had a big throw to Diggs down the sideline.
He just kept... There was a pick in the end zone to Gabe Davis.
Yep.
Christian Wilkins like stole the football from him on like a fumble. And there's another pick in there somewhere. There's like an arm punt down the field maybe. So that's not even a good example because the question is like, well, do they need to protect their defense? They might have felt like going into that game, we don't need to protect our defense.
And
our defense will stop Tua and the Dolphins' offense so we can unleash our offense the way we normally would.
Right. And that's the thing. Like, how likely are they to feel like they need to protect their defense this year? On the schedule, there are some pretty serious teams. We don't know how we feel about these teams yet, but... Dolphins, maybe they don't rate like that. Jaguars, I don't know. Ravens, Texans, Jets. I don't know if Seattle's going to be good. Indy, KC, San Francisco, the Rams, the Lions. Like, there's a good number of offenses here where it's reasonable to think you might feel like you need to protect your defense.
Yeah.
With ball control.
It's so late in the year, but wouldn't you predict right now that's how they'll play against San Francisco?
That's a home game at night.
Home game at night, but that's probably... We haven't seen them against that offense. That might be the best offense they play all year.
Maybe. There's another point here, though. That's late in the season. Don't I feel like if the Bills' defense is going to struggle, injuries are one thing, that early in the season, it'll need time to maybe round into form? That's also what happened last year. Milano got knocked out, and they were in trouble, and then they found their answers.
They eventually got there with... Right, they took... The Dodson-Poyer combination, like kind of making up for Milano, it took them a month to kind of get there as a solution that was working.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550.
They also traded for Douglas.
They did trade for Rasul Douglas, which helped quite a bit.
They made a trade that really helped out a lot. He was turning the ball over like every other week.
Starters will play a little against the Bears on Saturday. We got calls about Gilligan's Island and
look at that.
Hot just seats.
Random Thursday in August. Gilligan's Island.
I've got a stat of the day for you. I'll put it this way. It's a little more of a trivia question. I'm gonna ask you a question about the 400 meter race that I guarantee you've never been asked before. And I don't know.
If I've ever been asked a question about the 400 meter race.
All right, I feel confident. A question about the 400 meter race that I think has a fascinating answer. That's up next.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Told you I had a trivia kind of stat thing for you on the 400 meter. We live in an era of the data you can get on any sporting event, the pictures, the coverage. You know, Noah Lyles wins the 100 meters. We can see he was in last place at the 40 meter mark. They're doing the splits 10 meters at a time. And I don't know if you've seen the visual, the picture that has 10 different versions of them. Take a picture every 10 meters so you can see what it was. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so the 400 meter there, Quincy Hall wins it. Joe, which 50 meter split from 0 to 400 do you think those runners are running the fastest? When does the field, as a group, when is the fastest speed from 0 to 400 meters?
Oh, this is good. Like, I'm going to predict early on, like the 50th meter would be my guess.
0 to 50 or 50 to 100? Or 100 to 150? Like, they're 50-meter chunks.
50-meter chunks.
Which chunk has the fastest speed in the 400?
50 to 100 would be my guess.
Your guess is 50 to 100?
50 to 100.
You had a guess on this, Josh? Which 50-meter chunk are the runners running at their top speed as a group?
I'm going to go 300 to 350.
300 to 350.
See, I think that's... Is it too late? It's how long into these races are? How long? A couple minutes?
That's one lap. This is like 45 seconds.
45 seconds. You're still going top speed after 30 seconds of sprinting. I like mine. I'm going to stick with earlier on. I'm going to go 50 to 100.
Joe wins.
Enough time, yeah, to like build up the speed, too.
It's 50 to 100.
Okay.
You get to top speed between 50 and 100, and then it's a process of slowing down the whole rest of the way.
Yeah.
But it looks like, in that final stretch,
it looks like
they're hauling it.
Yeah.
Yet they're working hard.
It looks like that. It might look like that's when they're going the fastest because, especially like the final stretch, and there's more noise, and they're probably,
and one guy's gaining on the others, but what's really happening is the guys in front of him are slowing down at a increased rate compared to him.
Yeah.
So it does interesting. Fascinating that at 50 to 100 meters is top speed, and then it's who slows down the least.
Yeah. Do we think for, like, though, the... Because that's a sprint all the way around, right?
Yeah.
The 1500.
Oh, that one I don't know.
Like, the marathon races, like the longer ones. Wouldn't you think it would be more likely there that they would be at to their top speed right at the end? Because they're pacing themselves the whole way, and now it's the final corner. Now, whatever I got left, I'm sprinting. And they're not sprinting before that final corner.
We had a race walker. We had a pole vaulter. Someone that's run the 1500, give us a call right now. Or different distances. Because even though you're pacing yourself can just mean saving so you have more later.
Yeah.
And that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to run your fastest.
Yeah.
It just means you're going to try and run the whole thing as fast as you can. Right? Like, my top speed might be pacing as I'm burning through whatever energy I've got.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know all that. I know that in the 100, the top speed you reach is pretty much at the 90 to 90. You are at your fastest at the end, which would make sense. Look at what we just did with the 400. The 400, you get fastest from 50 to 100. That's the same as the 100.
Right.
You just never get to the part where you slow down. You get to a top speed, and then it's over, which is why the 200 is awesome.
The 200 is the best.
Yeah. The 200 is awesome.
What's the shortest? Is there a 50?
No.
100 is the shortest?
Yeah.
Okay.
I wish there was like, there should be like a 10.
A 10? Yeah.
Go. It's over.
Is this better than when Usain Bolt was just dominating everybody, by the way? Where like these races are close.
No.
And they are like down the finish and Usain Bolt was just destroying everybody.
Usain Bolt was better.
Okay.
Because go watch his 100 meter, go watch him set the record.
Yeah.
At like 85 meters, he slows down
because it's easy for him.
Usain Bolt crossing the finish line is like when a receiver gets behind the secondary and slows down and walks over the goal line. He's not quite walking, but he gets to look around and enjoy the view. It's incredible.
Uh-huh.
That's how fast he goes.
Yeah, he ran it under 10 seconds.
9.58 is the record. A lot of these are under 10, like 9.7, 9.78. But 9.58. Yeah, I think Noah Lyles was 9.78, and he beat it by 0.2.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Okay, yeah, this is him in 2008, it looks like, that I'm watching right now. And yeah,
he coasts. Right? Am I wrong about the
I think you got it. No, the one I have is maybe him setting the record, so maybe he was going hard to the end for the record.
Okay. There's one where he won the gold and coasted.
But he's way ahead. He's way ahead of everybody.
Oh, here he is running the 200. Maybe it's the 200 I'm thinking of. Yeah, I mean, it's just incredible.
The track's been good, though. Even if there's not a Usain Bolt out there. The close races right at the end. U.S. has had multiple comebacks in different events. You had one of those in the 400 yesterday with Quincy Hall. And then Hocker, who we mentioned in the 1500, had a comeback too, right at the end.
Yeah. This is the one I'm thinking about. This is 2008, the 100. I'm going to play it for you because
the 2008
you said
100.
He's going for the record. This is the one where he slows up.
Okay.
And he slows up
because he's just
the 70 meter mark. He changes his stride. Yeah. He's so easily through that here it's over. He puts his arms.
His arms are out and he's high stepping. He's high stepping like Deion Sanders across the line.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, arms out to the side, no longer pumping. Awesome. Yeah. 803-0550, having fun in some Olympic stuff. Bills starters to play a quarter. That's good for people going to the game.
Yeah. You want Caleb Williams on one side, and you get Allen for over a quarter. I mean, for entertainment purposes, you're going to have a lot.
Yeah, that's better.
Yeah.
One all-time greatest memory in preseason history. I got to find this.
Okay.
I have to find this. You might not remember this.
It's not Matt Sims chucking the ball 50 yards backwards?
No.
Classic Bills preseason memory.
Oh, man. It's... The Bills played a preseason game on Kids Day against the Lions.
Okay. Sounds right.
Right. And...
You narrowed it down to like 15 games probably.
Yeah. Boy, I got to find...
How about no Lions on the preseason schedule this year, huh? That's definitely done. They used to do that every year.
Yeah, they did. This is one that's in Detroit. There's a game in Buffalo. There's a preseason game in Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
What year is it? I've got a couple. That's the thing. Right now I'm trying to find Bills, Lions preseason highlights. And like you said, there are a lot of them.
There are so many.
But there was one
where
the Bills, either they tied or they lost. I don't know if it was. But the Bills had the ball late in the game with a chance to go win it on Kids Day.
Yeah.
I think it's a Geron team. And they just ran out the clock and left. They didn't even try to win.
They didn't try to win.
You know, I don't care if you actually do win. But I feel like when you're at home, you should try to finish a drive.
Yeah.
And they just ran it out and left.
For the respect of the people that are still there at the end of the fourth quarter of a preseason game. But he just kneeled it? Or he just let the clock run out? Because kneeling it would be a special type of disrespect to still who's there, I think.
What are Geron's years? I'm determined to
Geron's
find this.
Geron's years. What's Geron? Like 2005 to 2006, 2009. It's going to be my guess.
That's your guess?
Yeah. 06 to 09 for Dick Geron.
He was coach of the Bills from 06 to 09.
All right.
So now I got to go through like the Bills 2006 preseason.
What a
to find
sad
this.
Research I just, project.
I need to find it. I need to find this game against the Lions.
Yeah.
Okay, no, they're at Detroit in 2006, 2007. In 2007, the Bills preseason game against the Lions, they lose. Mm-hmm. That's at Ford Field. That's not it. Okay, could it be 2008? 2008, the Bills lose to the Lions at home 14-6 at Ralph Wilson Stadium. This might have been it.
So they're down 8? Well, in that case, the best they can do is tie it.
Right.
And they, well, I guess you could just not, though. They could just kick the extra point if they were to score a touchdown.
They could try. This is a preseason where their other preseason home game was in Toronto.
Oh,
they played a preseason game in Toronto, then come home to play the Lions and lose 14-6 at home, and I'm almost positive that they just let the clock run out on themselves. Great moments in preseason history. And then, of course, they started
4-0. I mean... It's amazing that didn't translate to the regular season that year. There was a Bears preseason game. They're about to play the Bears on Saturday. No, it's McCarron, so that's easy to figure out. It's 2018. That's Allen's rookie year.
Yeah, where he leads them on this incredible comeback, and then they trade him.
They're down like 24-0, maybe. Yeah, and he leads them all the way back and wins it at the last second, and they traded him the next day for like a fifth-round pick probably?
Yep. And now he's like a legend for the St. Louis Battlehawks.
I think he's back in the NFL, though.
Is he?
I think he's back in the NFL as a backup. Nope, he is an American football quarterback for the St. Louis Battlehawks of the United Football League. He was on the Bengals last year. That's what I'm thinking of. He was on the Bengals last year as a backup.
Bobby Babich will call defensive plays for this game against the Bears.
Okay.
And then they will take it from there.
Okay.
Okay. We'll wrap things up, hand off to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Coming up, Bills wrapping final training camp practice coming your way. We'll, of course, keep you updated on what's going on at St. John Fisher.
Including a list of injuries. There's two receivers not practicing today due to injuries.
New ones?
Mac Hollins, leg injury, and I believe K.J. Hamler. Yeah, K.J. Hamler being evaluated this morning, could potentially practice / play on Saturday. Same goes for Mac Hollins.
All right.
So if they could play, if it's possible they play on Saturday, I'm guessing those aren't serious.
All right.
Breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550, 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
Can Serbia upset Team USA?
No. No. I think it's just, it's too much of it's on Jokic. It's one guy. The only team left I feel like could actually upset them or would have a chance of upsetting them is France. Because of Gobert and Wembanyama. If they just put out 2 7-footers,
but
Wembanyama's 7'5".
Can't they just rain fire from the outside?
Who? The U.S.?
U.S.
No, they can. But I think that would kind of... They'd be the only team I feel like they could dictate to the U.S. what you have to do. You know what I mean? Like, the U.S. would have to play big. They'd, like, Embiid would have to play more. Again, like, this isn't necessarily a problem. Their big guys are great. Anthony Davis. But they've been playing a little bit more small ball. And if you play France and France plays that way, like, what are you going to do? You're going to have LeBron cover Wembanyama? Or you're going to have Durant cover Wembanyama? Like, he could force them into some things. They're probably going to cruise. They've looked indestructible.
Yes.
So far. So they're probably going to win every game by 30 the rest of the way. And then Durant will have 4 gold medals, which I believe will be a record.
Lions and Giants tonight. Can I tell you something? It's so funny. I saw one of these, you know, these NFL aggregator accounts on Twitter. There's one called like NFC North fans or something.
What?
Yeah, I know. It's the
whole
worst.
Division.
I wanted to retweet it, but it's the thing where you don't want to mock something because by retweeting it while mocking it, you're giving it exposure.
Yeah.
Anyway, it tried to point out that this is a Lions thought because they had practices with the Giants. Daniel Jones got a lot of credit for standing up in a fight. Anyway, this account pointed out that Amon-Ra St. Brown got in a fight and nobody came to help him. No one went over there. And it said, there are many that think that him getting the big money is leading to problems in the locker room.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's just, it's so offensively wrong. There's a clip going around of Dan Campbell praising the sun god, Amon-Ra St. Brown, for his dogged effort in a blowout loss. Dogged in a good way. He's not dogging it. Isn't that weird how it's a dogged effort? It can be
dogged
good.
Dogged is different than dogging.
If you dog it, you're bad. But if it's a dogged, is that right?
Dogged, dogging, dogging. I'm going to stop.
Yeah. A dogged effort is having tenacity and persistence. And dogging, if you dog it.
Is that changing too, though? Because dog now is a good thing.
No, he's a dog is good. But if you dog it, that's bad. That is weird.
Hmm.
Anyway, he's showing the entire team how much Amon-Ra St. Brown cares and how they should all play like him. Now, maybe they resent him. Maybe he's too intense for them. Anyway, made me mad because I like him so much.
Should we quickly put a Thursday night parlay together?
Yes!
A Thursday night parlay?
Yes, we should. My goodness. Thank
Carolina, God. New England.
No, we're staying away from that one.
No, you don't want you don't want Jack Plummer over under 143 passing yards? Who's Jack Plummer? Guys can play a lot.
It better be Jake Plummer's son, is all I'm saying.
Drake May, 63.5. Joe Milton, 58.5.
All right, let's do it.
Or we could go over to... Oh, look at Raheem Blackshear, former Bill. Over in the other game, Hendon Hooker, 111.5.
Joe, what do we want for our parlay?
I'm going to go...
Our Thursday night parlay. We going Giants-Lions or Patriots-Panthers?
I think Patriots-Panthers.
All right, Patriots-Panthers. Okay.
There's more to offer. There's more to pick from here.
I'm going
to
take... Yeah, there's a little bit more to pick from here. Give me Joe Milton.
Oh, big arm.
Yeah. Over on passing yards for Joe Milton, over 58.5.
Okay. Every single person that I've mentioned, Joe Milton, any college football fan that's been attacked with, Joe Milton's having a great camp in Patriots, maybe he'll start, this is the worst college football player I've ever seen in my life.
All right, you know what? I'm going to take the under.
But he's going to play, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Middle Tennessee State. Are you going under on
under
Joe
on
Milton?
Passing yards? He's not going to get in.
I'm going to go. This is an easy one.
I should take the Drake May over.
Over 31.5. I get both rushing and receiving yards. 31.5 yards for Raheem Blackshear.
Okay.
He was a Bills preseason MVP. He's about to be a Panthers preseason MVP. 31 yards. That's easy.
You're looking at the board here?
Yeah, I'm trying to decide if I want to do it. I think I'm going to do over on Jalen Polk.
Over on Jalen Polk receiving yards, 22 and a half rushing and receiving. Okay. We're in.
All right. That is a bet of plus
700.
700.
Okay. Placed it. Now we got action on the Patriots game. Should have gone after my guy Drake May.
Good that we picked that one because that's the one that's on TV.
Yeah,
I'm not going to go hunting a game better. That's not. So,
Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show coming up. More on the Bills starters. Big, long injury list. Nobody knew other than who you mentioned, which is KJ Hamler.
KJ Hamler and Mac Hollins.
And Mac Hollins on the injury report. So, that's that. All right. Cheers.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550, 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
Can Serbia upset Team USA?
No. No. I think it's too much of it's on Jokic. It's one guy. The only team left I feel like could actually upset them or would have a chance of upsetting them is France. Because of Gobert and Wembanyama. If they just put out 2 7-footers,
but
Wembanyama's 7'5".
Can't they just rain fire from the outside?
Who? The U.S.?
U.S.
No, they can, but I think that would kind of... They'd be the only team I feel like they could dictate to the U.S. what you have to do. You know what I mean? Like, the U.S. would have to play big. They'd, like, Embiid would have to play more. Again, like, this isn't necessarily a problem. Their big guys are great. Anthony Davis. But they've been playing... a little bit more small ball, and if you play France and France plays that way, like, what are you gonna do? You're gonna have LeBron cover Wembanyama, or you're gonna have Durant cover Wembanyama? Like, he could force them into some things. They're probably gonna cruise. They've looked indestructible.
Yes,
so far, so they're probably gonna win every game by 30 the rest of the way. And then Durant will have 4 gold medals, which I believe will be a record.
Lions and Giants tonight. Can I tell you something? It's so funny. I saw one of these, you know, these NFL aggregator accounts on Twitter. There's one called like NFC North fans or something.
What?
Yeah, I know. It's just the whole division. I wanted to retweet it, but it's the thing where you don't want to mock something because by retweeting it while mocking it, you're giving it exposure.
Yeah.
Anyway, it tried to point out that this is a Lions thought because they had practices with the Giants. Daniel Jones got a lot of credit for standing up in a fight. Anyway, this account pointed out that Amon-Ra St. Brown got in a fight and nobody came to help him. No one went over there. And it said, there are many that think that him getting the big money is leading to problems in the locker room.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's just, it's so offensively wrong. There's a clip going around of Dan Campbell praising the sun god, Amon-Ra St. Brown, for his dogged effort in a blowout loss. Dogging in a good way. He's not dogging it. Isn't that weird how it's a dogged effort? It can be
dogged
good.
Dogged is if you dog it,
yeah, if you dog it, you're bad. But if it's a dogged, is that right?
Dogged, dogging, dogging. I'm going to stop.
Yeah. A dogged effort is having tenacity and persistence. And dogging, if you dog it.
Is that changing too, though? Because dog now is a good thing.
No, he's a dog is good. But if you dog it, that's bad. That is weird.
Hmm.
Anyway, he's showing the entire team how much Amon-Ra St. Brown cares and how they should all play like him. Now, maybe they resent him. Maybe he's too intense for them. Anyway, made me mad because I like him so much.
Should we quickly put a Thursday night parlay together?
Yes!
A Thursday night parlay?
Yes, we should. My goodness. Thank
Carolina, God. New England.
No, we're staying away from that one.
No, you don't want Jack Plummer over under 143 passing yards? Who's Jack Plummer? Guys can play a lot.
It better be Jake Plummer's son, is all I'm saying.
Drake May, 63.5. Joe Milton, 58.5.
All right, let's do it.
Or we could go over to... Oh, look at Raheem Blackshear, former Bill. Over in the other game, Hendon Hooker, 111.5.
Joe, what do we want for our parlay?
I'm going to go...
Our Thursday night parlay. Are we going Giants-Lions or Patriots-Panthers?
I think Patriots-Panthers.
All right, Patriots-Panthers. Okay.
There's more to offer. There's more to pick from here.
I'm going
to
take... Yeah, there's a little bit more to pick from here. Give me Joe Milton.
Oh, big arm.
Yeah. Over on passing yards for Joe Milton, over 58.5.
Okay. Every single person that I've mentioned, Joe Milton, any college football fan that's been attacked with, Joe Milton's having a great camp in Patriots, maybe he'll start, this is the worst college football player I've ever seen in my life.
All right, you know what? I'm going to take the under.
But he's going to play, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Middle Tennessee State. You're going under on
under
Joe
on passing yards. He's not going to get in.
I'm going to go. This is an easy one.
Take the Drake May over.
Over 31.5. I get both rushing and receiving yards. 31.5 yards for Raheem Blackshear.
Okay.
He was a Bills preseason MVP. He's about to be a Panthers preseason MVP. 31 yards. That's easy.
You're looking at the board here?
Yeah, I'm trying to decide if I want to do it. I think I'm going to do over on Jalen Polk.
Over on Jalen Polk receiving yards, 22.5 rushing and receiving. Okay. We're in.
All right. That is a bet of plus
700. Okay. Placed it. Now we got action on the Patriots game. Should have gone after my guy Drake May.
Good that we picked that one because that's the one that's on TV.
Yeah,
I'm not going to go hunting a game better. That's not. So,
Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show coming up. More on the Bills starters. Big, long injury list. Nobody knew other than who you mentioned, which is KJ Hamler.
KJ Hamler and Mac Hollins.
And Mac Hollins on the injury report. So, that's that. All right. Cheers.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at MyBob's.com to play now.